I'm not great at sayings when you're keeping your toe wet. I feel like you're staying in the pool.
Keeping your fingers wet. I don't know.
What is it?
I know what you mean, but it's not.
I don't know what it is.
It's dipping the toe in, but that's not the same thing.
Keeping your foot in.
Skin in the game.
Foot in the door.
Foot in the game.
Something like that. Welcome to the Lash Studio. I'm Greta.
And I'm Sophie.
And today we are talking about pricing.
Cha-ching!
Know your worth and then add tax. That's one of the quotes that you see around a lot about pricing. And you know, first time when I saw that, I think because of my Estonian kind of side came through, and I was like, know your worth. Like, and I was calculating. I'm thinking, how do you even calculate this? Not thinking that it's actually about self-worth.
Like, oh God, and then I've got tax. How much is tax in this country?
What do I have to add? And I thought, how do I know what I'm worth? And I actually meant like by pounds. I was like, I don't know. But actually, when I looked into it, and then it made total sense that actually it means it's about confidence and it's about self-worth and what you, how you value yourself, and especially with clients and in our industry.
Today, we're going to be talking about how to price yourself, how to increase your prices, and what you should be charging.
So us as lash artists, I think we definitely on the charge.
We've touched on this, I believe, maybe in the What's Broken in the Lash Industry episode.
Yes, we did.
And about the circle that needs to be broken in order for us to move forward. But for those that didn't listen to that episode, Greta's now going to explain exactly what that circle is. Because I don't want to.
Yes, I think, obviously, us being lash artists, we are very skilled people, aren't we?
Not to toot our own horns or trumpets.
We should,
or
I think.
Any brass instrument.
Eyes of a surgeon's, like they say.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And how many times have you heard your clients say to you, oh, I could never do this, or I could never do what you do. How do you do it? And I wouldn't have the patience, and I wouldn't have this.
All the time.
All the time.
I wouldn't have the patience to do this. And then I would always be like, it's quite therapeutic. I find it doing things in an order.
But I do think it takes a certain person to be a lash artist. Everybody can't be a lash artist. So therefore, because we are very specific breed of people, put it that way, we should charge our worth. Now, what happens is, I think, so why do I think that circle, so why people charge low, is first when you start, you train. At your training, you do get some kind of guidelines, some kind of, you know, what your trainer thinks then, what you should be charging. They give you some kind of amount, some do, some don't. They just leave to it.
In the world, bye-bye.
Yeah, you get, let's say you get some rough guidelines.
Yeah.
Lots of people, then what they do is, they do follow the crowd because you don't want to kind of price yourself out of the market because then you wouldn't have the clients.
And then no one comes to see you and you're like, oh, it must be my prices.
Exactly. So you need clients. So you need, obviously, to have your prices right to get clients and get your name out there. Every price category, I think, has their own client base. So when you first start, so if you do lots of offers, let's say, you will have the people who will just come for the offer.
Yeah.
Like in the salon, I've seen it so many times when you put an offer on and you have the same people contacting you and then disappear. If you price higher, people obviously think that the quality is there and you are the best. And so that's why we should actually, you know, price ourselves higher. If you can provide that. But that comes with experience. So that's what I'm coming to, that first when you start, you are going to be lower priced because you haven't got the expertise, you haven't got the experience yet.
Yeah.
But then you need to raise the price.
So
at some point,
you do your training, you look around you and you go, okay, Debbie down the road is charging £30 for a full set of classics, but she trained a month before me. So I'm not as experienced as her. So I'm going to charge £25 because you feel like you need to undercut it. And then, okay, so
can I come along?
Yeah, you're here. What's your name?
I'm just Gertrude.
Gertrude? You could choose any name in the world.
From, I don't know, Barnsley.
Gertrude from Barnsley is also living just down the road.
Yeah.
And then she sees my prices and she goes, well, she's charging £25 and I'm not as experienced as her, so I'm going to charge 20. And so the cycle continues till at one point someone's going to be charging 50p for 50 lashes.
I don't think that's going to happen. Maybe. Who knows? So yeah, so first when you start off, your experience and expertise is not there. And I think you do feel like, oh, I shouldn't. You don't value yourself, I think, enough to go higher, but then nobody expects you either as a beginner to start when, you know, in the same area where somebody has been doing lashes, I don't know, 5 years or 6 years or even a year. But I think as well, like in the beginning, when you do that and you do charge lower, you need to obviously make sure you do cover your costs, as like you just don't do it for free.
Yeah, otherwise what's the point?
What's the point? Like, you know, you have your products, you have your overheads, you have everything. I mean, some people do recommend to do it for free first. I think to get...
I did it on my family for free.
Exactly, I just wanted to say, friends and family.
That was more for me. That was for building that confidence.
Yeah.
Just getting into a routine of like, where am I comfortable with my light being? Where's, you know, how often do I need to change my glue?
Yes.
Just getting comfortable with my surroundings, with my setup and stuff like that. And I could take as long as I wanted. And if I made a little mistake... Mm. Let me tell you a story, actually.
Go on.
I did my best friend's lashes. And my... like a mentor of sorts had said to me, like, oh, keep a little pair of scissors. And I think everyone's had those scissors at one point. You know, the little, like, they look like a swallow, like a bird. Do you know which ones I mean?
Yeah,
yes. Tiny, tiny, almost like nail, but they're really sharp.
Yeah.
And she was like, sometimes if I get like one caught, just one, then I'll just like nip it with the scissors in between and it just cuts it, rather than when you're new trying to pull them apart and banana peel and whatever else. So anyway, I was like, oh, she's told me to do that, so this is what I'm going to do. And I just got the scissors and just went, whoop. And then a couple of weeks later, my friend said to me, she's like, did you cut my lower lashes? I was like, no, why? She was like,
you picked them.
Because, like, they're quite blunt, like, in the middle. I was like, don't, maybe, but that's what I was told to do. And it definitely wasn't what I was told to do. But I was just like, snip. But I just didn't really know. Like, did I know better? Probably.
Oh my gosh.
So sorry about that, Georgia. I hope they've grown back. After how many years has it been?
Till blunt, can you imagine? Every time you get evil is when you see her.
Yeah. What were we talking about? The side.
So it was a circle, isn't it? So you do have to break the circle at some point. If you keep continually charging low all the time, I think what can happen as well, and actually it did happen to me at one point, it wasn't even the beginning, it was like in the middle of my career, where I started resenting what I was doing.
Yeah.
And I literally, I was burned out because I was working back to back 7 days a week, and I wasn't charging enough because I felt like if I put my prices up, my clients will leave, which when I did do that, they didn't leave. But we're going to talk about that a little bit later. So how should we then price ourselves?
So I wouldn't say it's looking around you. I think there's a certain amount of market research you need to do. But I would say do that before you even go on a course, because if you're
see what you could earn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because jumping into something, paying for a course, because good courses aren't cheap. So if you're investing, you should
know. And cheap courses aren't good.
Yeah, very good.
Thank you.
You should be knowing what your income is going to be. If it's a little side hustle, we like to call it. If it's a little side thing, little side gig where you don't need this, it's just a little bit of a hobby, but making a bit of money, then fine. But if you're realistically spending a lot of money on a good course, then you need to be doing a bit of market research, know how much you're going to be earning or what your potential earnings are. Also, please bear in mind that when you see them on Instagram in those grids, when it's like, you do 6 sets a day at £200 and you're going to earn £3 million a week. This is where, maybe we should get into this now. How much money you spend on courses, on your kit, on finding the right stuff that works for you. Because obviously you can go on other people's recommendations. But for example, like a tweezer, I can't think of the amount of tweezers I went through and paid for. And I did the Dumonts. They didn't work for me. I dropped the Dumonts.
£45, literally, every time. 56, yeah. What were they? Something like this.
But very expensive. I ended up getting the best tweezers I've ever had. Other than Lash Dolls. Of course, other than Lash
Let's
Dolls.
Let's move on.
This was prior to this, was from an electric...
I'm like, don't say this.
It was from an electric company. And it was like these Vetus ones. I don't think they sell them anymore. But yeah, it was. They used them to work on electric boards, you know, like tiny little...
Yeah.
So yeah, that's another little interesting fact for you. But don't buy them because we have lots of luxury tweezers available for you, including the fibre tip range. And we have some new ones come in. You said you wanted me to sell stuff.
Oh my God. So
what you should consider?
What you should consider? Definitely, like, how much did the training cost you? How much did you invest in that? How much does it daily cost you running your business?
Electric, water, rates, whether you're at home or whether you're renting, you're self-employed. Are you, I'm not going to say giving away, I don't know how else to phrase it, but are you paying 50% of your
chair
earnings?
Rent.
Yeah, for your chair rent.
You got insurance?
Yeah.
I do think you should do a little bit, like you said, market research or check the competitors in your area so you don't price yourself totally out.
Yeah, don't be wild. You need an idea, but I'm not saying like you sit there and you're like, she's charging this, so that's exactly what I'm going to charge, because you might offer the same thing.
Or put £1 more, 99p extra. Because you don't want to fly to the market either as a beginner and then you're just like the highest. Or if you've got the confidence, go for it.
Yeah.
Because you're still like finding your feet, your confidence, and... also, it's the first impression, isn't it? So if you start doing lashes and you are going to be, I don't know, you're charging really high, people will expect the quality. And if you can't give the quality, then your first impression probably will be a bit...
Yeah, is that person coming back?
I don't think so. Depends, but I don't think so.
A little side note that we've spoken about before is if you have the right attitude in terms of you provide the best customer service and experience for that person, then they will pay for it. There's a one of my mum's friends goes to a lash artist that she goes, yeah, she doesn't give me the best lashes, but I have the best time. Mm. And they come out after a couple of weeks. I mean, I know that's not bad, but like a full set and they're like shedding immediately. Yeah. And she's like, I just really like going to her salon. I really enjoy it. And yeah, it's the customer experience. So she basically goes and pays 50 quid for a laugh, I think.
I've said before in the salon when somebody was complaining or anything. So it's like you have to be likable. Like the client needs to like, not needs to like you, it's a need to like you. But if they do like you and you get on and you have some common, not common grounds, but you know, you're relatable and you talk to each other about, I don't know.
Yeah, how's Andy and the kids?
Literally.
You're at Tenerife next
Yeah,
week.
My lashes came out. Well, tell me about Andy and the kids and lay down and I'll sort it.
Yeah.
No problem. If they don't like you, they probably want the refund and they won't come back. So to get on and be nice and kind and...
Again, giving myself the run over again, had I had salons again, I think that would be so much more of a priority for me because it was like, you've got good lashes, so don't worry about it. Don't get me wrong, I had some lovely clients, my favourite clients, but I would want everyone to feel like a favourite client.
Exactly.
And I think that was one that, again, a piece of advice I would give, make everyone feel, they don't have to be a favourite client, make them feel that way. They might have had a bad time and just a bad day and coming to you is like, imagine that's the high point of their day.
Do you know what as well, like, it's, now we're going off a little bit, but it's even like when they come in the salon or when they come to your, wherever you do lashes and leave, I think the hello and bye bit is so important because it made me cringe to watch, let's say you overrun a little bit or you're a little bit behind and you literally, you take the money, you don't even look at the client and they're like, bye. And you're already talking to the next one.
Yeah.
I think it's
like, we'll book
so
your appointment next
rude.
Time. Like we're really busy.
Yeah.
I've 100%
to give like eye
because,
contact and go,
yeah,
I'll see you next week. Or I'll message you and it'd be so
it
nice
really
to see you.
To speak to you.
It takes you 5 seconds, but it makes such a huge difference.
And this does actually come back to pricing, and I'll tell you for why. Because again, going back to that time where we've both said that we've worked 7 days a week, you work at 7 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock at night, you don't book yourself a break, you're burnt out, it's hard to keep a good attitude all the time while you're not feeding yourself, looking after yourself, blah, blah, blah. Had I increased my prices, like booked out more time for that client, then I might have lost a couple of clients, but I've got more time for me and that specific client that has decided to stay with the price increase. And I'm probably making the same amount of money even when they've dropped off, because we did do a little bit of maths, didn't we?
We did maths.
Now, with me, the math doesn't always math. So the math is not mathing. So I have checked this with Greta. So say, for example, you've got 30 clients over a month period and you charge an average price of £45. You want to add £5 to each one of those services. So for 30 people, that'd be an extra £150 over the month. So if you lost three people, you're going to be absolutely fine. So that's 10% of your client base you've lost. But you're working smarter, not harder.
Yeah, and you actually probably enjoy your job more because you can actually breathe in between the clients and have a sandwich.
But maybe you're already doing that. And you just want to earn some more money, fair play, absolutely do it. You do a price increase, then you might think, okay, I've lost those three, but that's a space for three more people that are going to pay me that extra money.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
So how do people, we looked at that as well, didn't we? Like, we have different ways to charge. Some make more sense, some don't. Some work for one, some doesn't work for the other people. So when I did lashes full time, I did by weeks, which now I'm thinking back, I don't agree with.
No, I did the
when
same.
When I was in it, it was like it worked, and I kind of like
no one complained either.
No one complained, but it did raise questions in my own head. Like, what, that doesn't make sense, like, because you would have a 2 week infill and 3 week infill, but sometimes the 3 week infill would look after the lashes better than the 2 week infill, but then you would kind of punish the 3 weeker with charging more.
And then you'd almost feel bad. I know that sometimes when I've been like, and I shouldn't have, because it's just prices and I'm happy to pay it, but I'd be like, oh, don't worry about it.
Well, same.
Just do your 2 weeks.
Same.
Just do your 2 weeks.
Exactly the same.
But then if, like, just by chance that they did come on a 3 week down the line and they didn't have good lashes, I wouldn't be like, oh, you need to give me that fiver back, actually.
But you're actually putting yourself in a bit of a position, aren't you? Like,
set yourself up. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, don't do that. But yeah, the 2 week and 3 week, are they different times as well? Are you doing an hour at 2 week and an hour and 15 at 3 week? What if you don't fill that time? So you sort of are working on time still, because you've got to book out something in your diary.
I think if you don't, honestly, like, looking at, so you have charging by weeks, charging by time, and some people charge by lash, right?
Yeah, you said you'd seen that in America.
I've seen it in America. You've seen it in London.
Yeah.
But looking at them three right now, I honestly think charging, which doesn't even, who has time to count lashes? But charging by lash probably works out. Does it work out?
Probably, because best? You know how long it takes you to put on a classic lash or a volume fan. You know how long it takes you to apply them in general, unless someone's got like crazy curly lashes or something. So yeah, it probably does actually make the most sense.
Because charging by time, like pros, like what I thought was, okay, you know exactly what you're getting paid, don't you? You can, you know, like exactly. And you can book clients back to back because you have like an hour or hour and 15, done, next. Now, your cons about it is that I feel like clients are very aware. So when you lay their eyes closed, your different senses kick in, don't they? You know exactly what's going on around you. And you're like, oh, what is she doing now? Oh, is she talking to... You can't
like,
even know...
You hear this sound like...
Who is she messaging? Exactly.
Excuse me, get off the phone to your boyfriend.
But you would think that as a client. If you pay by hour...
I want that whole hour.
You want it 1 hour for yourself.
Yeah.
You don't answer the phone. You can't get up. You can't get a drink because that's 2 minutes.
A client comes in and goes, oh, I'd like to book in for next week. Sorry, can't see you. I've got to do this now.
Literally. So when even the weekly ones, because you kind of know, I think it's 2 or 3 weeks, but they kind of know the time, how long it's going to take.
If you've got an online booking system, it's going to say, well, you're booking in for an hour.
Yeah.
You're booking in, or it's a 3 week, you're booking in for an hour and 15, hour and a half, whatever.
But even then, we had clients who, let's say they came back with more lashes on and it took you 45 minutes, mm-hmm. you would know the type where you had to kind of drag it out, unfortunately, a little bit, brush a bit longer, because they would say, my 15 minutes that I paid for is still there, yeah. and I haven't got it yet, but there's no more lashes to use, unfortunately. So clients are very, I think, aware.
Yeah, I do get time, but I think charging by time, in my opinion, you're going to end up wasting a lot of time.
Yes, I agree.
And if you're okay with that and you're like, well, I'll grab that as an extra 15 minutes to do blah, blah, blah. But what if then they need extra time? Then can't do it?
That's how I always thought that. If they want them super full, let's say, and they booked out an hour and 15, but they come back with one fan and you're back to back after, you can't, they're not going to be happy, are they?
No.
Because, it's a tricky one.
So going back to me being not a lash artist and only just having my lashes done as a client before I knew anything about lashes, I remember my lash artist changing and saying, I'm doing by time. And I was like, how the heck do I know what to book? And it just made it very, quite frankly, quite confusing, because I think we assume that people know maybe how long they're meant to be there for, how much they need, or like, well, my friend Susie that comes to you only comes for an hour. Why do I have to pay for an hour and a half? It's like, well, you've got more lashes, or they're more tricky, or oh, I don't really want to pay more, but I do want the same lashes as what she's got.
Does this come down to you being a professional and kind of not authority, but
dictating
like,
in a way.
And also kind of like explaining to your clients beforehand, maybe, or during the appointment or whenever, educating them and making them know that this is the situation, all eyes, because everybody thinks everything is the same, mm-hmm. but it isn't. We know it isn't.
A lot of people don't have that time to do that.
No, right? Exactly.
And again, something that we've spoke about before is like, again, if I had a rerun of me doing lashes,
we would have the best salons in Sheffield, I swear to God.
You do have a salon. Oh my God, do you? So let's make it the best.
Oh yeah, I do.
Yeah, if I did that again, I would be like, okay, I'm going to book out as much time as out. Everyone is not coming in for a patch test, and they are coming in for a patch test. They're not, what I mean is they're not coming in for a patch test and being like, oh, you stay there a sec, the client that I'm working on, just nip onto that chair. Mm-hmm. I'll be back in a sec. Mm-hmm. Just going to do this patch test quickly. Oh, when you booked in? Yeah, Friday. See you Friday. See you yes. later. It wouldn't be like that. It would be this luxury service of like,
glass of champagne.
It's so nice to see you, Rebecca.
Foot massage.
Do you want a drink? Because we're going to sit and we're going to have a chat here mm-hmm. about whether you've had lashes done before. Have you brought those pictures that I asked for about...
That I told you yesterday, I text you.
The styles that you want in. And we're going to have this really lovely conversation where I get to know this client.
Yep.
What are you having them done for? Are you nervous? Is there anything you're worried about? And then that 15 minutes is dedicated for them. And then I know what I'm doing, but I've charged myself correctly. And the people that want to pay for that, can pay for that. People that don't exactly. want to, that's fine, but that's not my vibe. I'm not rushing anymore.
Yeah, but that is giving clients value, isn't it?
And what, like, also me.
And that's why you can raise your prices, because you are giving them more.
Yeah, it's giving me like job satisfaction as well, being like, oh, I've not
and peace of mind.
I've not run myself mm-hmm. ragged and
yeah.
I don't know, eating a tuna sweet corn meal deal, like shoved down my throat in 1 second, because I'm like, I'm coming to get you, like coming to do your lashes next. It's just so stressful. If you're working like this, please have...
I think a lot of people do.
Have a moment, because you will burn out. That's exactly what I did.
Yeah, same.
And things could have been very different if I hadn't done that. And people advised me as well, and I didn't listen. So listen.
But it's again, it's experience, and it's... you have to go through it, I think, yourself to feel it.
I just used to love saying I was busy.
Me too.
Oh, you're so busy. I thought, oh God, I know.
I'm so successful, I know.
I can't even sleep. I just come home, have a bath and go to bed. Who cares? Like, you, great. But then you can't spend any of the money that you're making.
Congratulations.
Yeah, you can't spend the money that you're making, because you're literally asleep every second that you can be, because you stressed out your eyeballs. Yeah. And then you do get that holiday that you've been looking forward to. But you're killing yourself before you go on holiday. Killing yourself when you get back. And you're like, and then you
feel guilty.
You're texting people at the salon, be like, is everything okay? Oh, Sandra got an eyelash serum.
Who? Basically, at the end of like the point is, don't do lashes. Do
something else. Quit it.
There's one more actually structure that I've seen, is when it's more like hairdressers, I think, use it, but I've seen it in few lash businesses as well, where they do, so you have a trainee. So when you first start,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Then you've got an expert, so you've done it a bit longer, and then you've got a master who's mm-hmm. like the queen bee.
Top dog.
Yeah, I like me. So basically, so
if
you
we had
like,
a salon together, it would be, yeah.
So there's like columns. So you give the client the option to pick. Mm-hmm. If you want a trainee who just trained 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago or whatever, this is what you this is what you get. You want your expert who's been doing it a bit longer, or you want the top dog, mm-hmm. this is what you're paying.
Yeah, like they call that a senior stylist,
yeah.
don't they?
I do like that structure, to be fair.
Yeah, the only thing I would say, does that give a hierarchy within the salon atmosphere as well?
But as a trainee, wouldn't you want to
move up?
I think it depends on different people, isn't it? Who you're working with and what they...
You just hope that the masters and the seniors are nice. Not like, oh, that, you
can, don't talk
you can
to me.
With the trainee.
Get me a coffee now.
Yeah, the junior.
So should you increase your prices? And when should you do that?
Yes, now.
Yes, same, now.
Done, next. Mm-hmm. No, I think, yeah, it depends. You don't have to look at what everyone's doing around you. Obviously, as we're recording this, we are in a cost of living crisis. So
lashes are still important.
They
though,
are very
let's be
important.
Honest.
So it depends on, I'm going to say it, like in a usually I wouldn't say it. I'd be like, oh no, you can't work to what your clients need in terms of money wise. You can't be like, I'm keeping my prices because otherwise my clients aren't going to come to me. There's a possibility. I don't know what it's like there out in the wild. But if you lost those clients, are you going to be able to replace them at this point in a cost of living crisis? I feel like some people will be like, yeah, no worries. My books are full and I've got people waiting. But other people, maybe that have just started out, that are struggling to build up their clientele, maybe not. So
I think everybody knows themselves in a way, like where they are at with the client base.
Depends how much you're adding to it. So I don't want to contradict myself because I am saying like work smarter, not harder. I do think that in raising your prices, and if you did lose a few and you're prepared to lose X amount of people, you just need to calculate it first.
I agree. I think when you are more experienced and you continuously refresh and improve your knowledge, you go and take more courses, uh-huh. you have to value yourself a bit higher there. And also, I was thinking about it the other day. In my head, it's like this. So it's like you're working for someone, someone else, right? And you're improving yourself all the time and you're taking new courses and you're getting better and better and you never get a pay rise.
Yeah. So you get to it or you get to an appraisal and they're like, yeah, you're doing well.
Fantastic. Here's a muffin. Yeah. Like,
oh, is that how my appraisal's going to go?
Or apple. Here's a muffin. So you would expect a pay rise, wouldn't you? Because you deserve it. And the same, I think you have to, this is the value, like you, yes, I've done this, this and this and this. Of course I have to raise my prices because your products cost has risen, is the word.
Yeah.
All the prices go up, your electricity, everything is going up. You can't have the same prices like you had 5 years ago. Basically, you should look all your costings, let's say 1 to 2 times per year. And price your services accordingly because prices are going up. Your prices should be going up with that, even if it's few pounds.
Yeah, I think
it doesn't have to be £10, £20.
Going back to that cost of living crisis and me being like, don't raise your prices. I don't mean that. I just mean if you, in a normal world, would maybe go, I'm going to put them by a tenner. Maybe you just err on. It's only because I don't want you to lose people and. By that I mean
you're so considerate.
A majority.
So nice.
I don't want you to lose all of your clients. Losing a couple.
You're gonna come and blame you. Yeah. Selfie said.
Losing a couple and then even itself out because you've earned more from each client. Yes, but
now think back to COVID. Mm-hmm. Do you remember when all the rest were like, oh, add
£5 for PPE.
What was it called? PPE. Mm. Everybody paid it. You didn't lose anybody. My nail place still charges it. I don't know why, because there's no COVID anymore, but still has £2-3 on top of everything. But you wouldn't, £2-3 doesn't make a difference to them, I don't think. It's budgeted, isn't it? It will make a difference to you, depends on how many clients you have. So how to change the prices?
Do you mean in how to change them is like how to address it with your clients? And
how to address it with your clients and how do you feel confident that you're like, right, I'm ready. Like, I am going to do this and my prices are going up from right now. and should you actually tell your clients? I think you should let your clients know. I've heard this thingy before about...
You thought it was me.
What?
When you were like, we're going to disagree on this because...
Because once when we did this last chat, I remember you were like, you don't have to explain to anybody. And I think I thought you meant you don't have to let anybody know, you just do it. Yeah. But you meant you don't have to explain yourself.
Yeah. I don't think you should have to sit there and be like... Well, this
Gertrude from Barnsley, come here, look at my Excel sheet.
There's a cost of living crisis and I've done more training and I've done this.
I think, do you know what, if it's for your own kind of confidence or if you it makes you feel better yourself, I think what you should do is this.
Okay.
During the appointment, you're not bragging
when
about...
When the eyes are closed.
You know, eyes are closed and they can't say anything or do anything. Strap them to the chair.
I'm going to go for your bag and get the extra money I'm owed.
No, during the appointment, I honestly think it's coming down to yourself, like, and your confidence, like how you feel about your work, how you feel about yourself, how you feel about everything is where you feel comfortable. Yes, I'm ready to raise them. And you put your foot down. This is what it is. And you keep at it. Not like, oh, yeah, well, I put 2 lashes less. So I still do that sometimes like an idiot. Like, I don't know why, but I'm like, it wasn't actually mega volume. It was volume, so I'll charge less. Idiot. Anyways, I think during the appointment, it would be maybe a great opportunity for you to not brag about yourself, but put a few bits in like, oh, I did this course and then I did this. And they actually,
and I've learned
they lay there.
Skill.
Yeah.
I've learned how to do a fan differently. Yeah. And
I'm really busy even to think, oh my gosh, like you make yourself more kind of, what's the word? Irreplaceable.
Yeah.
In a way that they're like, I want you
value
and I
yourself.
Want to keep you. Yeah. And yeah, maybe that's
a good idea.
Talking to yourself like this as well will make you think, yeah, actually. Yeah.
Well, we've talked about that before, haven't we? Like your brain will literally hear you talking good, like positively about yourself.
That's what it thinks.
And it's like, oh yeah, we are mm-hmm. that.
You are a junior in the salon, right? Just trained. You're that confident that end of the day, you're like, right, I'm the master now.
Yeah, I'm charging £300 a set.
At least. So should you tell your clients? I think you should. Because sometimes I think as well, clients have no idea what's going on. Let's be honest. They don't want to know sometimes. They want to come there, lay down, talk about the problems and have lashes done and so on. But for them to be prepared and for them not to feel a bit like uncomfortable when it comes to paying, mm-hmm. and let's say they pay cash and
they budgeted.
Exactly. And you're like, well, it's £5 more and they haven't got it. Mm-hmm. And you're going to put them in a bit of a spot in front of everybody where they feel embarrassed. I think it should be discussed and kind of let them know.
I think I would, if I were to do it, I would give people a month's notice. Mm-hmm. So I would be like, okay, it's the 1st of June and I'm going to increase my prices on the 1st of July. So anyone that's already booked in, obviously you're getting that price.
Yep.
Anything that's now booked in after the 1st of July, the new rates apply. And I would pin that as a Facebook post, as my Instagram highlight, or pin the post on my Instagram. I would also take the time to message your client. So have a little message that you're going to send to everyone. Just change their name each time, because in theory, how many clients have you got that you need to tell that are already booked in? It's not going to, it's probably going to take you about an hour. And that, again, you could add something personal into that message as well. It just makes, again, makes your client feel valued and that they're not just hearing about it. Or maybe they don't see that pinned post and they do turn up and they've, do you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Yeah.
Let people know. I don't think you have to justify it. So if you were just going to, I wouldn't do a big written post saying, I'm doing this because of the cost of living and blah, blah, blah. It's just, these are my prices as of this date. Please contact me for any questions.
Mm-hmm. Blah. I've heard this comparison in a way where, why do you have to justify yourself? Like big companies don't do anything, just change the prices. I think the difference is if you don't show your prices anywhere, if you go to Tesco and buy milk, you can see what the price is. Mm-hmm. So therefore you decide then, do you want that milk or you don't? Or do you want the cheaper milk or whatever? But I think if you have no prices out anywhere and you haven't told anybody, you just... bang, this is my price now, when you're face to face with a client, I do think that's disrespectful towards the client as well and putting them in a bit of a not very nice situation. But yeah, I think you have to price yourself properly to take into account your expertise, your knowledge, and the time you actually have spent perfecting your skills. So the more higher you are moving up with your experience, more you should charge.
Yeah. Ooh, I know what was juicy as well. So we put a post up on Instagram after the podcast that we did, which was where should you work from as a lash artist? And we put, should you charge less if you're working from home? And worded it in a way that we were like, you know, you don't have any bills, so what's the problem? And the juiciness that we got on there, just to make it clear, if you listen to that
was
podcast.
Was it juiciness or was it cattiness?
People were mad.
It's like, meow.
But to make it clear, we don't believe that at all. And you can hear that on the podcast. But yeah, there was even someone was like, if you work from home, then you're
not professional.
Not professional. Mm-hmm. She was not liked in the comments.
Was she from Estonia?
She was. Was it you in disguise?
No, it was Gertrude from Barnsley. Yes, we don't believe that. But obviously, when you work from home, you still have your bills to pay. Mm. You still charge your worth.
Yeah.
You can charge more.
That could be the nicest atmosphere you've ever been to in someone's house versus a salon. It might be cleaner, it might be nicer, it might be like, oh, they have a dog and that dog makes me feel very calm.
You're not allowed to go for a poo there, are you? That's the thing.
No, pooing. And then another thing that I'd done is, I think we touched on it briefly earlier, was building up that confidence and reputation and stuff like that. So I did a little bit of market research.
Yeah.
So I still have, I've got my personal Instagram and on there, there's a lot of my clients from yonder years. And I put on there, I'm thinking about doing lashes again. Would you be interested? Pop your name below. So we had 21 people that were like, yeah, I want to.
21 people, shut up. Yeah.
And then the next slide, I was like, okay, well, these are the prices I would be charging. And this is what I would charge in Sheffield now for me. And that would be £50 for classic, because I think classic, I don't love doing them. I actually should charge more for them because I don't love to do them anyway. But £50 for classic, I feel like that for me is the, what's the right word?
Ceiling.
The ceiling for those. Then £70 for hybrid, because I spend a lot of time doing
because
them.
Because I can,
yeah. And then it would be £90 for volume, because I'd want to book out a nice amount of time, spend my time making those perfect fans. Maybe I wouldn't. Maybe I'd use ProMade. But obviously I'm paying more in ProMade stock. So that would balance itself out anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, so that's what I charge. Would you be interested in booking in? And then I had 80% of people that saw the prices from that lot that then said they'd want to book in. So 20% were like, no, I'm not paying that. 80%, yes. Then I put home or salon. And 75% said home.
I think they like that one-to-one kind of...
Bear in mind, these are the these people know me as well. So it's not like...
So your mom, your auntie. Yeah.
Guys, can you get on there? I need to look popular. But yeah, so I'm going to set up now. See you later. I'd like my appraisal muffin.
I just wanted to say, I was like, are you, when's the letter coming to me then?
Lashes are still, I enjoy marketing over lashes. So don't worry about that. Imagine the podcast is no longer. Sophie's gone.
I'm doing it from your house, sitting next to you. So what are you doing now? So let's wrap it up then. And I think the worst thing you can do is be scared to raise your prices because you think that your clients will leave. And I think if they value you and your service, they will stay. And prime example, what you just said, they even will come back after you haven't done lashes for
2 years.
2 years. And if they do leave, I think they just weren't your people anyway. And what's the saying? There's clients for everybody.
Yeah, and there's also a chance that they'll... So say, for example, going back to that cost of living crisis, that they go, okay, I can't afford that. Sorry, I'm going to try. I've seen that somewhere else does them down the street for like almost half your price. So I'm going to try them. Don't be surprised if they then come back and they're like, okay, the quality wasn't there. You know, my eyes, they started to stink.
One can't see.
Yeah. They were stabbing me or they fell off within a certain amount of time. Yeah. So don't be surprised if you did lose them, if they do make their way back to you as well.
But also, if you are a good person, nice, kind, and you treat your clients right, they will come back to you for your energy. For the atmosphere, the professionalism, the kindness, the connection you have. rather than the actual lashes, like you said about somebody who you know. So I think if you provide great service and your work is clean and the quality is there, that actually lasts as well, decent time, and make your clients feel special, then charge what you want.
Yeah.
Literally charge what you want, because sky is your what you call it, ceiling or limit?
Limit.
And you,
sky's not even the limit, the universe.
Universe. I'll be talking about next time.
Ooh, yeah.
So you make the rules, and that is, I think, most amazing about that, because you can make the rules.
Yeah. So you sit there and you make sure that you're having appraisals with yourself.
Every day, every minute, all the time.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us, and we would love to hear from you. We will be continuing this conversation about pricing over on our Instagram, which is @lashdolls_UK, and we would love to know your thoughts.
Speaking of the universe, next episode, we're going to be talking about manifesting. If you have anything that you want us to cover in this episode, please email us on thelashstudio@lashdolls.co.uk.
See you next time at The Lash Studio.
Bye.
Bye-bye.